This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Good morning. This is Dr. Leora. Let's look at the word strength. Habakkuk 3:19 says, "The Lord is my strength." Christians draw all their strength from God through Christ. It is the Holy Spirit within us that energizes and gives strength. This is why Paul could say triumphantly, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Strength, whether of the body or of the mind or of character, is admired by man. But there is one form of strength that the Christian covets above all other, and that is the strength that comes from the Lord through service to Jesus Christ. This strength of character and mind comes only from God. Isaiah 41:10 says, "I am thy God, I will strengthen thee." Very true to life is that no chain is stronger than its weakest link. No one is stronger than his weakest point. Therefore, we should acknowledge our weaknesses and be particularly aware of our vulnerabilities. "I will go in the strength of the Lord," Psalm 71:16 says. God's strength is a sign of good health and the result of good health. Spiritual health and strength is what I'm talking about and are always imperishable. Only those who have the strength of the Lord can go out and work successfully for Him. Since all our strength comes from God, we should ask Him daily for the strength to serve Him acceptably. It is when we attempt to fight our battles in our own strength that we fail. When we go in the strength of the Lord, we become true conquerors. The strength of the Lord flows into our lives in the proportion of how much control we allow Him to take of our lives. His strength is available for the asking, so there is no excuse of the strength of our God to be ever present to make us more than conquerors. Ephesians 3:16 says that He would grant you to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. The Spirit of God comes into the heart of every converted believer. For without His indwelling, no one is saved. But the Scriptures speak of a fullness of the Spirit which Christians possess as they mature. Be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, is a spiritual command of the Christian life. Victorious and faithful living is experienced only by this command, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We see in Proverbs 29, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright." To take a stand for the Lord in all situations takes real strength and courage. Daniel in ancient Babylon found strength in the Lord to continue to pray to God despite the prospect of being thrown into the lion's den. Just so, the trusting Christian will always find strength from God to do His will, whatever the circumstances may be. No price is too great to pay for staying in the will of God. So therefore, let's look at the scripture again. That He would grant you to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. And so the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. "I will go in the strength of the Lord, and I am thy God, I will strengthen thee." So, from the very first verse that I spoke, the Lord is my strength. Thank you, and God bless you.